At least 35 people have died in the fast-moving wildfires across California, Oregon, and Washington state. And the governors of all three states have been explicit about their belief in the link between climate change and the severity of this wildfire season, as temperatures get hotter and conditions drier. But President Trump, who is expected to visit Northern California today, blamed the massive wildfires on another problem.
It's about forest management. And other things, but forest management.
Let's bring in Ezra Romero. He's a reporter for Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Hi, Ezra.
Hello.
Well, first of all, is President Trump correct in his criticism? How much does land and forest management factor into the magnitude of these wildfires that we're experiencing right now?
Well, forest management does play a huge role in all of this, but then there's a huge factor on top of all of that, climate change making the problem worse. You know, there's been a more than a century of fire suppression on the land, and that's dating back to like 1910. This big Great Fire burned 3 million acres of the West then. And then after that, the Forest Service created a policy to put fires out as quickly as possible. So that mentality spread across the states, and it resulted in very few big fires and so much overgrowth of dead and alive trees and brushing grass on land. Just to put this in a little bit of perspective, there's around 33 million acres of forest in California. About 57% of that, or 19 million acres, is managed and owned by the Forest Service and other federal entities. Only 3% is owned by the state. 40% is managed by families, Native Americans, and companies.
Oh, wow.
And 14% by timber. And so there's this 9 million acres owned by people, individuals, and they all have like 50 acres or less. So it's this very complex system, but over half is managed by the federal government.
Okay, so a complex system, but some climate scientists have argued that even though we're seeing climate change in real time, states like California underpredicted the intensity and speed of the spread. Can you explain the methods used to mitigate wildfires for that land that's really under the jurisdiction of the government?
Yeah, there's three ways they go about this. One is called a prescribed burn. That's where fires are lit on purpose in cooler months to burn excess debris on the land. Then there's something called mechanical thinning, where crews go out with chainsaws and giant masticators. Those are big machines that treat big trees like they're toothpicks and pile them up. And then there's something called managed burns, where natural burns happen on the land, whether it's from lightning or something else, and they're allowed to burn. And that happens in places like Yosemite National Park and sometimes on Forest Service land. And so all these three things combined are what scientists talk about what needs to happen, but it's not always happening that way.
Okay. Can you give us a sense of why it's not always happening this way?
Yeah, it's really expensive to do these kinds of burns, right? And then we had the drought where we had 129 million trees killed by bark beetles in the mid-2000s. And so we're still living with the ramifications of that. And so there were about 100,000 or 200,000 acres of these pine trees taken out around forests, campsites, even more where people live. But the problem and scale of the issue is so large and so big. And we're also just reacting to wildfires these days. You know, they're burning at such a high rate in such large sizes that we're in this mode of just putting them out and making sure they don't go to these towns and cities where people live. So there's this tension we're in of, we know we have to clean the forests in this way, but we're also in this tension of, we're not in a place where we're funded to do that.
You've been talking with quite a few experts about this. What have they been saying to you?
Well, I want to be clear here. They all say we need to do more in the off season exponentially. But climate scientists are clear that if we don't get the climate crisis under control, we are going to be in the cyclical cycle of having fire on the landscape at this size and scale. Yes, California is a Mediterranean climate. Fires have happened here for millennia. Some UC Berkeley scientists found that before the year 1800, there was about 4.5 million acres of land that burned here every year. So it's a natural phenomenon here. But scientists say that if we hit a magical button and all the land was clean and clear and all this underbrush and understory was nice and dandy, the climate crisis would still be there and fires would still be happening at a higher rate than they were in the past.
So you really can't separate these two, climate change and really the caring for the land and the clearing of the land.
Exactly. And that's exacerbated today even by the fact that there's 40 million Californians And that wasn't what it was 100 years ago. And there's about 3 million people who live in these forested areas. So it's a complex issue.
That was Ezra Romero. He's a reporter for Capital Public Radio in Sacramento.